This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. House Democrats in the U.S. Congress will hold a closed-door session today to test the waters for possible impeachment proceedings with new accusations that President Trump allegedly pressured a foreign government to investigate a political rival. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump says he did call Ukraine's president in July, as a whistleblower has reportedly alleged, but he says there was nothing improper. Trump says he didn't want to give authorized aid to Ukraine if there were corruption issues, suggesting, without evidence, that Joe Biden was involved.
I didn't do that. But Joe Biden said it about his son. Joe Biden was very dishonest what he did.
More House Democrats are calling for Trump's impeachment, and several House committees are seeking information from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, threatening subpoenas if he doesn't comply by Thursday, the same day the acting director of National Intelligence is scheduled to testify. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the airline company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen to the islands Tuesday. The National Weather Service warning that Karen was expected to bring flash floods and mudslides to the islands. Puerto Rico is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria some 2 years ago. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday.